Another dark relationship Satanists have is with fascist ideology. It is known that fascism bases its basic philosophy on social Darwinism. According to fascism, the world is an arena of a conflict and a fight for life among the various races. For fascists, bloodshed, war, and causing pain to other people are both a sacred duty and a source of pleasure. Another point in common between fascism and Satanism is their admiration for the 19th century atheist and anti-religious philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche's writings are filled with hatred for monotheistic religions. He called himself the Antichrist and went insane before he died. In his writings, he attacked the moral virtues of love, compassion, and mercy, and held that, in their place, the world should be ruled by brute force, and those who had power should exercise that rule. Today, Satanists and neo-Nazis are united in their admiration for Nietzsche. They also cooperate with one another. Two priests of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey and Blanche Barton, gave an interesting answer when asked about the connection between them and the fascist organization. It's an unholy alliance. Many different types of such people have made contact with us in the past. The anti-Christian strength of National Socialist Germany is part of the appeal to Satanists. The drama, the lighting, the choreography with which they moved millions of people. Aesthetics, more than anything else, are the common ground between Satanism and fascism. The aesthetics of National Socialism and Satanism dovetail. The aesthetic referred to by Barton is actually nothing more than the ugliness and repulsiveness reflected by the spiritual condition of these two dark ideologies.